Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow, a reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in
passengers, last call for boarding flight 919 to Montserrat.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. Glad I'm not late. You know, I love to travel. Today, we're taking a trip to a terrific island I know about. It's in the Caribbean Sea, and it's called Montserrat.
Thank you, Mr. Burton. We're boarding right now.
Thank you. Hey, that's the plane that's going to take us there. Come on. You know, I've really been looking forward to this trip. Just think, when we land in Montserrat, we'll be in another country.
Sir, could you pass me a seatbelt?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Control tower to Eastern Flight 919 to Montserrat. You're now cleared for takeoff on runway number 1.
Roger, control tower.
Well, we're finally on our way. You know, it'll take about 5 hours to get there, so it's a good thing I brought a book. Not just any book. This one's all about Montserrat. It's a sneak peek at what's in store for us there. It's called My Little Island.
My Little Island by Frané Lassac. Read by Ron Foster. My best friend, Luca, and I are going to visit the little Caribbean island where I was born. From the air, it looks like a giant green turtle swimming in the sea. When our plane lands, we see dozens of smiling faces welcoming us. It's good to be home again. On the way to my aunt's house, we pass brightly painted wooden houses. They look like little rainbows sitting on the hills. Luca wants to know the names of all the beautiful trees and flowers. I know only some of them. Frangipani and jasmine flowers, yellow pui and red flamboyant trees, pink coral, and sweet bay rum trees. My aunt has lunch ready for us when we arrive. It is too hot to cook indoors, so my aunt cooked the food outside in old coal pots. My cousins and I gobble up red snapper fish and fried bananas topped with guava ice cream. After lunch, lots of children come to play with us. Donkeys and goats, cats and cows are everywhere. We even see iguanas that are 3 feet long, and giant barking frogs. Luca and I laugh. Who will believe us back home? To market, my aunt sings out early the next morning. When we get to town, we see people carrying baskets loaded with cinnamon, fresh nutmeg, and other good things to sell. What the mangoes? What the nuts? People ask. They want to know the prices before they buy. Luca and I can't decide what to get. Soursops, guavas, Christophines, mangoes, coconuts, or juicy orange pawpaws. Which will taste the best? By noontime, it's too hot to walk around anymore. We sit down in the square and eat the fruits we bought at the market. The next day, we take a walk along the seashore. Fathers and sons are rowing brightly painted wooden boats with names like Frangelica, Anipani, and Shonobi. They catch mackerel, parrotfish, and Picasso fish in their huge nets. When their boats are filled with the flipping, flapping fish, they row back to shore. A fisherman blows a conch shell. People hear the tootle-to-woo and run to the beach to buy nice, fresh fish for supper. The afternoon is hot, hot, hot. Luca and I dive into the sea. And spend hours snorkeling in the cool underwater world. Almost everywhere we go, calypso and reggae music plays sweetly to our ears. Luca thinks it's neat that the steel drums are made from empty oil cans. We hear their rhythms echo all over the island. Music, sweet music. My island has its own volcano. Sometimes it sends smoke and fire into the air. Not far from the volcano is a wild, wild forest where we go fishing. We don't want to scare the fish, so we stand there quietly and just listen to the bird songs and frogs and insects and the sound of the bubbling mountain stream. On the night before we go home, we get to stay up late. It's carnival. Jump up, jump up. Our toes barely touch the ground as we dance to the carnival songs that play all night long. When morning comes, our visit to my little island is over. Luca and I don't want to say goodbye to my aunt and cousins and all our friends. We just say, we'll come back soon.
Soursops, pawpaws, guava ice cream. I can't wait to get there.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you look out your window, you'll see we're approaching our final destination of Montserrat.
Wow, it's beautiful. And it does look like a giant turtle floating in the Caribbean Ocean. And everything is so green.
There are the forests, fields, and villages, just like in the book. And that must be Plymouth, the main town where the famous fruit and vegetable market is. Ooh, we're really getting close now. We should land, oh, any minute.
Passengers, please fasten your seatbelts for landing.
I'm really excited.
Hey, we have a whole island to explore and a great guide to help us. Come on.
Gem of the Caribbean, ZGM FM 94. And I'm JGP, sending out a special welcome today to LeVar Burton of Reading Rainbow, visiting us on the beautiful Isle of Montserrat.
Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
All right, how are you?
Everybody's so friendly.
Paradise here. Mountain vistas go on forever.
The houses really do look like little rainbows on the hills. Animals say hello in Montserrat. Hiya, donkey. How you doing? Just look at that view. This cow sure knows where to have breakfast. You really know you're on an island when you can see the ocean from wherever you are. The roads are pretty narrow, with lots of twists and turns. But that doesn't stop people from walking in them. Well, so far, Montserrat is as lush and colorful as my little island said it would be. And there's the town of Plymouth. Come on, let's go see what's happening there. Wow, Plymouth is a busy town. There are lots of island shops and island shoppers. People are everywhere. Driving cars, walking in the streets, on sidewalks, and riding bicycles. Let's see if we can find Plymouth Market. I wonder if it looks like the picture in the book. It sure does. The people here grow all their own fruits and vegetables and then bring them to the market twice a week to sell. Buyers try to get the best deal. They weigh food and haggle over prices. And everybody has a good time. What should I get? Everything looks so colorful and tasty. It's hard to decide. What's that? Some kind of pumpkin or squash?
Smells good. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Fresh greens. And yams. Let's see if another picture come to life.
Hi, Liz.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm all right.
This is Liz the charmer. She buys the fruits and vegetables from the farmers in the area and then brings them to the market to sell.
Liz,
yes?
I'm dying to know about some of the fruits and vegetables that are really special here on the island of Montserrat.
Oh, I see.
Now, how about this? What are these green things here?
This is a Christophin.
A Christophin? Ooh, it's got spines on it, sort of, huh?
Yes, you have to be careful when you're peeling it, or else these things prick you.
Now, what do you call this?
That is a pawpaw.
A pawpaw? Now, I think I've seen this before, but it wasn't called a pawpaw.
Well, we call it a papaya.
A papaya, that's what it is. I love to have these in the morning for breakfast, yeah?
So you can make a drink from it.
You make papaya juice?
Yes.
I love papaya juice. What's
this? That is a watermelon.
No.
Yes, it is.
Really?
They have different colors.
But watermelons back home, they're like footballs.
I know.
Yeah.
But you take this and you'll find it just as sweet and maybe sweeter.
It's full grown, this watermelon.
Yes, it's full grown.
You know, I love pineapples. Do you have any pineapples,
oh,
Liz?
Oh, yes.
Here. Now, these look much smaller than the pineapples that we get at home.
Yes, but yeah? These are sweeter and better than yours.
Oh, are you sure?
Yes,
can
I'm
Can I taste
sure.
this?
Yes, you
yeah?
can. You want me to peel it?
Yeah, can you?
Okay. How do you like it?
Ooh, that's very sweet.
Very good. You see this skin?
Mm-hmm.
You can take this and make a drink. You boil this.
You boil the skin and make a drink from
yes,
that?
Yes.
So nothing goes to waste, huh?
Nothing waste, and you plant this, and you get another pineapple.
And then you get another pineapple. Liz, this is great. Thank you so much for showing us all of your fruits and vegetables. Some of the fruit here is pretty wild, but it's not the only wildlife here on Montserrat. Meet me tonight up in the mountains, and I'll show you just what I mean.
Mountain chicken?
Remember this spot from the book? That's where we're headed. Shh! We're out here trying to catch mountain chickens. You gotta be quick, but usually, they're quicker.
Lavar, I got one.
Really?
Yes, man.
Annie,
come, you see it.
Whoa! Wait, this is a frog.
Yes, this is a. They call it mountain chicken.
They call a frog a mountain chicken.
Sure.
I see. This is my friend Danny Sweeney. He lives here on the island. He's been helping me look for these mountain chickens, but I never expected it to be a frog. That's wild.
Just look at the eyes of the frog.
Now they're almost fluorescent. I bet they glow in the dark, huh?
Oh yeah.
What's this here that's moving here?
That's where they make the sound from. Just the air goes down inside of them.
Uh-huh.
Then it makes it this big, like a balloon.
Here in the throat?
Here in the throat.
Yeah.
And when they opens the mouth, then they make the sound like... Yeah, that's it. Look at the colors of it, man.
Now this is because it kind of blends into the background, huh?
Oh, sure.
One of the reasons they're so difficult to catch.
These legs are very strong.
Yeah?
So they jump very far.
Look at the toes. Yeah.
Just look at the toes.
They're wild.
That's where they get the power from, for jumping.
For when leaping, they jump?
Leaping very far.
These look like, I don't know, like maybe the twigs of a tree limb or something, you know? Can I hold him?
Sure, man.
Yeah? All right.
It's very slippery. You
gotta hold
it.
He's very slick. Whoa.
Yeah, you gotta hold it.
Okay.
You gotta hold it.
Now, this doesn't
it's
hurt him when I grab
strong.
Him like
no.
this, does it? Whoa.
Oh, no, very strong.
Stay right there, you guy. You know? Ooh, he almost made a sound. There
ooh,
he goes.
You hear
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
You hear that?
He's getting ready. Well, maybe we should let him go so he can get back to his friends and family, huh? What do you
just
think?
Put it down on the ground.
Okay, here we go. There you go, guy.
I have something else to show you.
You do?
Yeah.
Something else you caught out here?
Yeah.
Now, what is this, Danny?
It's an iguana.
Wow. He looks really prehistoric, almost like a dinosaur.
Is he vicious? Is he ferocious?
They're not vicious. They don't attack you.
Really? Look at these claws.
They use them for climbing trees.
Let me look at this tail, because I think this is absolutely wild. His tail is at least twice as long as he is. Now, what do they use this for?
They use that for running.
Uh-huh.
And for swimming.
Ah.
And if they're being attacked.
It's a defensive weapon,
it's
too.
It's a defensive weapon.
That's amazing. Danny, I gotta thank you for coming out here in the rain and the night and helping me look for mountain chickens and showing me your iguana. I've really had a great time. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, man.
All right, you take care of yourself, huh?
Okay, man.
I'll see you around the island.
Take care.
All righty. Wow. You know, an iguana's tail is pretty impressive, but it's not the only tail you might want to get your hands on. So here are some others you might want to hold, but you don't have to take my word for it.
Hi, I'm Daniel Boxer. Have you ever wanted to escape or get away from it all? Well, then this is definitely the book for you. It's called Nicholas Bentley Stony Pot III. This is a story about a boy named Nicholas. He's very wealthy, but he's not very happy. His parents are way too busy. They don't pay any attention to him. He's bored, bored, bored. He wishes for an adventure, and he ends up on a deserted island. He makes lots of new friends on the island, a monkey, two goats, and a parrot. The funniest part of the book is when he dresses up in crazy costumes. Some of them were a pirate, a clown, and my most favorite was an old lady. Nicholas is very happy on the island. He might come home, and he might not. So if you want to find out what life is like in a private paradise, join Nicholas. Go to your library and check out Nicholas Bentley Stony Pot III.
Hello, kids out there. Have you ever dreamed of taking a trip around the world? Well, if your parents won't let you, head over to the library and check out the Viking Children's World Atlas. In case you didn't know, an atlas is a book that's filled with all kinds of maps. And it's really fun to read. This atlas has two kids who travel along with you. Their names are Simon and Sarah. You and Simon and Sarah will travel to all neat kinds of places, like Yugoslavia, New Zealand, and Italy. The symbols on the map help me figure out what life is like in other countries. One of the symbols was a girl in a bathing suit. That means it's a good place to take a vacation. There's a good spot in Italy, and I've been there. My name is Lauren, and I definitely recommend the Viking Children's World Atlas. The next best thing to taking a trip around the world. Bon voyage!
Hi, my name is Lori. I enjoy reading stories about children from other countries or places. This story that I am recommending is called Yagua Days. It's about a boy named Adan Riera who comes from New York City and his parents are from Puerto Rico. Adan gets a letter from his uncle Elise inviting him to Puerto Rico for a visit. Adan can't wait till he goes to Puerto Rico to find out what a Yagua Day is. Finally, one rainy day, he finds out. The whole family travels to the river. Then they take a big yagua leaf from the palm tree and belly flop right into the big river. At first, Adan feels scared that his family and him might get hurt doing that. Then he finds out it's fun, not dangerous. In Puerto Rico, rainy days are the best days of all. They're Yagua Days. I can't wait till I go to Puerto Rico this summer, because if there's a rainy day, I'll ask my family if we could have a Yagua Day. If you can't make the trip, why don't you just read about it?
Ah, there's that music, sweet music.
Boy, what a great trip this has been. And though I hate to leave, tomorrow I go home again. So I thought I'd say goodbye to my little island with a walk on the beach and by listening to some traditional island music played by a steel drum band. You know, these musicians make their own instruments out of old oil drums. Boy, do I love that sound.
Hey, Lava! We've got a surprise for you.
Really? Great! Sound familiar? Well, that sounds like the perfect note to say goodbye on. See you next time.
Today's Reading Rainbow books are My Little Island by Frenet Lesac, published by J.B. Lippincott. Nicholas Bentley Stoningpot III by Anne McGovern, illustrated by Tommy DePaula, published by Holiday House. The Viking Children's World Atlas by Jacqueline Tivers and Michael Day, published by Viking Kestrel. Yagua Days by Cruz Martel, pictures by Jerry Pinkney, published by Dial Books for Young Readers.